Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
The family of a young Monaghan man killed in a hit-and-run incident by a drug addict out on bail will tomorrow urge the Taoiseach to establish a public inquiry into the incident. 23-year-old Shane O'Farrell was killed as he cycled near his home in Carrickmacross in August 2011. The O'Farrell family are still seeking explanations 11 years later over why the driver was in the car when he should have been in jail. And new documents raise yet more questions about how the driver was at large the night he killed Shane. Our reporter Barry Lennon is here. He's been looking into this. Barry, why is the Taoiseach meeting the O'Farrell family tomorrow?
As when in opposition, Fianna Fáil and Micheál Martin were vocal proponents for a public inquiry into the circumstances surrounding Shane O'Farrell's death. And tomorrow afternoon, Lucia and Jim Farrell will come up from Monaghan, joined by their four daughters, Shane's sisters, and then enter government buildings, hoping to hold the Taoiseach to his word.
And why the initial calls for a public inquiry then?
Shane O'Farrell was a young law graduate with the world at his feet, and on the 2nd of August 2011, his body was found 54 metres from the point where he was hit by a car driven by Lithuanian national Zygmantas Gradziuska. Shane died at the scene and Gradziuska handed himself in the next day. But he was out on bail when he should have been behind bars that evening, and Gardaí missed several opportunities to inform the courts of the killer's crime spree, over 40 convictions in entirety, or the fact he breached his bail conditions with apparent impunity. Concurrent prison sentences imposed on Gradziuska in 2010 were never served due to an administrative error, and 7 months before the hit and run, the career criminal was before the courts in a number of theft charges. The judge adjourned, but added that if Gradziuska was arrested again, he should be brought immediately back before the courts and he would be sent to jail. However, in the following months, Gradziuska was convicted before courts in Louth and Newry, and he still walked free.
And details are still emerging about this case, even 11 years later.
And this case first hit national prominence after a report on this programme 8 years ago by our colleague Philip Boucher-Hayes. And through dogged determination, the O'Farrell family have collected a large amount of documents and details on their son's killer, uncovering deep flaws in the criminal justice system in the process. And in recent weeks, they've uncovered that there was yet another prison sentence Zygmantas Gradziuska should have been serving the night he killed Shane O'Farrell. Garda records show how he was before Carrickmacross District Court on the 16th of February 2011, 6 months before the hit and run, for heroin possession, and he was then sentenced to 6 months imprisonment. However, Gardaí were forced to admit a number of deficiencies in their investigation then, and Gradziuska was never put in custody. For Shane's sister Gemma and mother Lucia, it's upsetting to still learn of fresh details all these years on. And Lucia, she first told me more about Shane.
He was kind and fun-loving and everyone wanted to be in his company. He was, you know, a lovable sort of person. He treated his friends like family and he loved Monaghan. He loved Carrickmacross, played the guitar. He had all these plans to travel. He had met a lovely girl. They'd made plans for the future. He was easygoing. He'd decided to do a triathlon for charity and he'd been training all year. The evening he came home, he'd handed in his dissertation to Trinity and came home and went out on his bicycle. And never came back. We were told he was gone, but he wasn't messed up. That was the words the guard said. And what followed from that, you couldn't make up. Instead of trying to get answers, we have been met with delay, deny. They've put it from one process into another.
It's something that perhaps no family should have to go through, especially after the tragic events of 11 years ago.
We've been asking questions for the last 11 years about what happened that night and how it came to pass that this man was on the road that night, why he was on bail, why he seemed to be bouncing from one court to another. I suppose that's what you want at the end of this, is to just have some transparency and accountability from the state rather than this kind of mushrooming and finding out different things over a long period of time, and additional information coming to light that you weren't aware of. So I think that just really compounds your grief, and your ability to deal with everything is just the injustice. It's just this institutional defensiveness about matters over the last 11 years has just been made everything a lot more difficult.
It has prolonged the grief, you feel?
It's very difficult to deal with grief if you're also dealing with injustice. Grief lives within you all the time, but I think it's very difficult to deal with that when you're also trying to get answers to certain things and, I suppose, understand why it happened.
Our family for the last 11 years have had to find out tiny little bits of information, a bit like a jigsaw, put that information together. Fairly recently we knew that there was a new sentence that Zygmantas Gruduska had received, but he hadn't served it. And a lot of the information we've received is through FOIs or subject access requests, and that's not fair. We're victims of crime. Our child got killed by a man who shouldn't have been let into the country, never mind being at liberty on the road. He walked in and out of various courts across the northeast. Even after he killed, he was, you know, there was no objection to bail. 3 weeks later, he committed a crime. Bail wasn't revoked. And at the time of killing Shane, I think it's important listeners know that he was on bail in Cavan with conditions not to leave the jurisdiction, sign on daily, curfew at night. He had breached all of those many times before killing Shane. He was on bail in Monaghan Circuit Court to be of good behaviour, not to commit crime, stay out of trouble. He was on a suspended sentence of bond to keep the peace in RD. He was on a suspended sentence in Northern Ireland. He had 42 convictions. He had committed 40 offences while on bail. How is the justice system working? Our child of 23 lies in a grave, and it's wrong. And we've been put from one process to another, and nobody will man up and say this abuse of this family, which is the only word for it, abuse of this family has to stop. And we have to own it and call it out and say, yes, the state failed in their duty to protect this boy, and he should be alive living his life.
And that's the injustice they feel, well outlined by Lucia and Gemma O'Farrell there. What specifically, Barry, has Micheál Martin promised the family?
There have been Garda Ombudsman and court service reviews into what happened, but the O'Farrell family have always insisted a public inquiry is the only way to get to the bottom of what happened and to ensure it doesn't happen to another family again. Micheál Martin agreeing when speaking in the Dáil in May 2017.
The entire case reveals shocking malpractice and dysfunction within our criminal justice system at all levels. Offences concerning violent deaths should not go unpunished. We ought to make sure that justice is done. And the most effective way at this stage, in our view, is that an inquiry should be established to inquire into all of the aspects of this case, that we can learn lessons and that justice can be delivered for the Farrell family.
Micheál Martin in 2017. The next year, the Dáil passed a Fianna Fáil motion to establish a public inquiry into Shane O'Farrell's killing, but this inquiry never came. The government in 2019 instead setting up a scoping review headed by retired Judge Justice Gerard Houghton to examine whether a public inquiry was needed. The family not happy with this, but they cooperated, and that scoping review, it has been completed in recent weeks. The family and Justice Minister Helen McEntee, they've been given a confidential copy, and so tomorrow afternoon the O'Farrells will meet the Minister McEntee and the Taoiseach at government buildings. Here's what they might say.
They could see the public interest issues in this case, and they brought that motion. So we would ask them now to honour their commitment and their promise to Shane, to our family, but importantly also to the people of Ireland, because the government have a duty to address very serious public policy issues. It's not a choice, it's a duty. And there are very serious issues in this case. On Wednesday, we're meeting Micheál Martin, Taoiseach Micheál Martin. I would hope that he would honour his promise to our family and to Shane, and to, in the public interest, to put in place the public inquiry that was voted for.
And that is the key message you will say to the,
yes,
Taoiseach when you meet him on Wednesday afternoon.
Yes, I would hope that he would deliver now on his promise to our family and to Shane. I mean, Shane is silent in all of this. He can't address what happened. Killed in his own town by a criminal who was at liberty, who should have been in prison.
Obviously, the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, is not here to respond at the moment, but we do know that the Department of Justice, its view on this, while the case is tragic of Shane O'Farrell and the gaps in the system need to be addressed, it's open to argument as to whether it meets the threshold of, quote, urgent public importance.
Well, I think ministers will come and go. This case remains live and will continue to remain live until it's addressed fully. And the longer it goes on, we've recently discovered more failure. And that's really very unfair that a family 11 years on are still discovering things.
Absolutely. And even that response from the department, there's serious issues with suggesting that the issues raised in Shane's case don't warrant public public investigation and beggars belief, to be honest. I think when you see the picture of this individual and what happened on the night in question, 42 previous convictions when he killed Shane, he left the scene of the accident and Shane lay on a cold road that night. He is an Irish citizen who was killed at the hands of someone else who shouldn't have been on the road that night. And if the minister thinks there are things that should not be looked into, that's a very damning indictment, to be honest, on the Minister for Justice and the Department of Justice, that they do not consider that the fact that someone like that is on the road and is out there and is liable to injure other people, and that that doesn't warrant investigation, and that it doesn't warrant investigation how victims are treated within the criminal justice system, Shane being the biggest victim in all of this. If she doesn't consider that that's something that warrants investigation, then that's not a very reassuring statement from the department.
In an overall sense, as another year has passed, essentially, are you optimistic that you'll get justice for Shane?
Yes, I do believe he'll get justice. I mean, what is justice? We need truth. We haven't received that to date. We've had snippets of information. Have we the full picture yet? I'm not sure. I don't think so. What we've had to garnish ourselves over the last 11 years. Will he get justice? Will he get truth? I think so, because I believe he will, because he deserves it. Micheál Martin said himself, a violent death shouldn't go unpunished. Many of these people who voted 2-1 in favour of a public inquiry never had the privilege of meeting Shane, but they can see the facts and they can see the urgency and the public issues in this. It's scandalous that a government who recognises and acknowledges failure won't take the next step and hold a public inquiry.
And that is Lucia and Gemma O'Farrell, Shane's mother and sister. What might happen, Barry, after this meeting tomorrow then?
Yeah, and the O'Farrells also told me how they're still waiting for an apology for all the flaws in Shane's case. But it's believed Judge Houghton's scoping review, it's around 400 pages, I've been told. And some in government may feel that this may ultimately allay the need for a public inquiry. It's also understood the court service has been warned of potential reputational damage from the Houghton report. Once it's published, it'll be published and presented to Cabinet in the coming weeks. Officially, the Department of Justice saying that once Minister Helen McEntee has concluded her consideration of the report, she will decide how to proceed and whether a public inquiry is necessary. Zigmantas Gruodiskas, he's in Lithuania, but will be allowed to return to Ireland from next year. Shane O'Farrell would have been 34 years of age if still alive this evening.
And may the poor man rest in peace. Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.